Hemp is technically the same type of plant as marijuana, but it can't get you high. So it's surprising that as Alaska's recreational marijuana industry has bloomed, hemp production is still only on the path to becoming a legal, regulated industry. That could change by 2019, according to the head of a new industrial hemp pilot program. There's overwhelming interest in the program, but with its cold soils and long summer days, is Alaska a good fit for a hemp industry? Alaska Public Media's Aaron McKinstry has more.
There we go. Now you got some light.
Rob Carter pulls open a garage door and light floods a warehouse full of wooden and plastic bins. He pops open the top of one and scoops up a handful of golden-colored seed.
It's pretty amazing to see Alaska-grown wheat. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, wheat can't be grown. It's like, no, it can be grown and it is grown. It's grown commercially. It's grown on a small scale.
Carter is the managing agronomist for the Alaska Plant Materials Center outside of Palmer. The 400-acre experiment farm and seed cleaning facility is the epicenter of a soon-to-be industrial hemp pilot program that will enlist hemp growers from all over the state. Carter says he gets 1 to 2 calls a day from people interested in participating.
It's kind of the gold rush thing. Like, a lot of people want to come in and it's new and they want to be a participant.
Hemp is used in a bunch of different ways. To feed livestock, for medicinal purposes, it's even used by the oil industry to fill cracks and fissures in the earth caused by drilling. Carter says he sees a lot of possibility from hemp-based oils like CBD. The cannabinoid is used to treat everything from epilepsy to inflammation. Right now, the federal government doesn't regulate it, and a tiny bottle can cost over $100 online.
And so you go to the natural health food store or the gas station and you find this CBD product and you consume it. Well, you tell me what's in it. You don't know.
Carter wants to design a pilot program that would increase transparency and more tightly regulate the growth of hemp and extraction of CBDs. He thinks Alaskan-grown hemp could offer something other places can't.
We have relatively clean soils and very clean water and an unbelievably clean growing environment. I think that we have the opportunity to build a program that can be some of the cleanest industrial hemp anywhere in the world.
Carter is clearly optimistic about the hemp industry in Alaska, but that's not based off of hard evidence. It was illegal to grow in the U.S. even for research purposes for more than 75 years. Then Congress authorized state-sponsored industrial hemp pilot programs in the 2014 Farm Bill. Alaska joined more than 30 other states when it legalized a program earlier this year. Despite the lack of hard evidence, Carter thinks a permanent industrial hemp industry is viable here. He says whether illegal or legal, producers have been growing cannabis indoors and outdoors in Alaska for a long time, and similar climates like Northern Europe have made it work.
I think agriculturalists and Alaskans in general, when you tell them you can't do something, we find ways to make it happen.
Still, determination can only get you so far. Most strains of hemp need warm soils for their deep root systems and a period of darkness each day to flower and produce seeds. Alaskan summers offer neither. That's why University of Alaska Fairbanks agronomist Bob Van Veldhuizen has his doubts about the industry. He thinks hemp would need to be grown indoors or in high tunnels, which is expensive. He's not against legalization, but
I'm sure that somebody somewhere would be able to do it. But the likelihood of this becoming, you know, a major viable crop for Alaska at this point seems to be pretty small.
Ember Haynes is a Talkeetna-based farmer and hemp product producer. She thinks that there are some varieties of the plant that will grow well here. She hopes to participate in the pilot program and grow hemp on a small scale to feed her animals and use for her lotions and balms.
I look at hemp, especially in Alaska, as being a grassroots movement, that it does not have to start with big agriculture, that it can start, you know, on the small scales.
And Haynes isn't alone. Rob Carter says he's seen such an overwhelming interest in the pilot program that it's taking longer than expected to draft program regulations. After the regulations go up for public comment, they'll open applications. Carter says the more people that participate, the stronger the industry will become. In Anchorage, I'm Erin McKinstry.